from the gospel lesson that was read by Chaplain Stein, we come to grips with two truths. Before I go on, I'll start with the one truth that I go through right now, that my voice is low and I'm struggling. Two truths here. There's an encounter between the two truths, one represented by Nicodemus, the professor of law in Judaism, the authority of the Jewish council, member of the Sanhedrin, fully engaged in the doctrine of the law. And he comes to another teacher of the law, not formally trained, but appreciated and acknowledged by the people who surrounded him and what he had to tell the world already, not only in words, but also in actions. Even Nicodemus acknowledges this opponent as a teacher from above, someone who knew what he was talking about. A discourse takes place between the two. The summary of the truth is, the dialogue goes on and the conclusion is drawn in chapter 3 and verse 16 of St. John's Gospel, which is actually printed in cruciform in our bulletins and also displayed by the dining hall of our seminary. As you go out from this chapel, you will see that God so loved the world that he gave his own and only Son, the one-of-a-kind Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. This eternal truth, divinely revealed truth, is debated by Nicodemus, who is actually an advanced person who knows what he's talking about. He's a doctor of the law. And the encounter begins in chapter 3 of St. John, and Nicodemus comes to Jesus at night, and he already introduces not so much himself, but he actually talks about Jesus. Teacher, master, we know that you come from God and you have things to tell us. Jesus knows the in and out of Nicodemus. He does not literally respond to the compliment that Nicodemus gives Jesus, but he comes right down to what actually Nicodemus has in his mind. In chapter 2, toward the end, St. John wrote that Jesus knew what was in man, and Jesus needed no testimony of other people to figure out what's actually going on in the human mind. He had already turned the water into wine. He has performed miracles. He has actually spoken quite a bit during his early part of his ministry, what the kingdom of God is all about. And people began to believe in him. Nicodemus comes, and without Nicodemus going on into expanding what he actually came to Jesus to talk about, Jesus poses the challenge before him. Okay, you want to ask me about all these questions, but I want to tell you, unless a person is born of water and spirit, born from above, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. Biological questions is what Nicodemus is building on. How can this be? Can a person, being old or young as he is, having come out of his mother's womb, return to it and still be born again? The biological truth is reasonably reasonable. No, you just can't return to your mother's womb. Maybe test tube babies could, but once they came out, they could not. But there is a deeper, a higher truth that is given to us from above, that unless a person is born of water and spirit, he shall not inherit or claim or have a place in the eternal truth, the theological truth. He will not enter the kingdom of God where God reigns and the wisdom of God reigns, which appears to be foolishness to the biological truth holders of the time throughout history. Jesus came to bear witness to the truth. In fact, he is the way, the truth, and the life. In him, there is life. St. John said this in the prologue. In him resides truth and grace, fully, completely. This is the theological truth. People who sat in darkness saw this great light. And this teacher of the gospel now confronts the teacher of the law and lays it all before him. As we read along the dialogue, Nicodemus has about 25 words to say as he introduces himself. And his response to some of Jesus' questions reduces to like 10. And in verse 9, he has only 2-3 words. How can this be? That is like 5. And in verse 10 and on, Jesus takes on the show. He goes on talking about how this is happening. The theological truth that Jesus came to this world. Theological truth, people of Judaism and the Jewish law authorities need to know, because he is referring this back to the Old Testament. In 14, Jesus says, as Moses lifted up in the serpent in the wilderness, so will the Son of Man be lifted up. There is a lifting up that is to be taken place for the sake and on behalf of all fallen humanity. That's the fundamental theological truth. What is born of sin is sin. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Therefore, John 3:16 says, God so loved the world in Christ that he gave himself in order that we might have life. Biological truth, if one would pursue this, will clearly understand what is born of the flesh is flesh. Flesh is destined to die. It is destined to decay. Theological truth says, life that was in him is given away to all who believe in him freely, lavishly, because he bought this life for us by giving away his life. As Moses put a serpent on a pole, even in a greater way, from the lesser to the higher, Jesus himself put himself on a cross, and he promised he will draw all men to himself. In this place, we embrace the theological truth. We teach the theological truth. We teach the truth that gives life to a dying world, to a hopeless world. And we do this succinctly and clearly without compromising anything. This theological truth indeed is a biological truth. In the waters of baptism, we are given a new life. As we live in this world, in the shadow of death, we live and we die. We die to live, trusting in him who died for us, who purchased for us by his death a place in heaven. If you hold on to the Lord's teaching, we will know the truth, and the truth will make us free. Theological truth it is, that God so loved that the world that he gave his only son. Theological truth that is. And as you come to this table, you see the theological truth revealed in, with, and under the earthly elements of bread and wine, where God incarnate comes to us so we can munch him, taste him, and see that he is really good. thank God for this. And we thank God especially during this Lenten season for giving himself away for us so that we might have life and knowledge and wisdom and energy to live in his kingdom as he leads us. God be praised. Amen.